There are infinite deals in the market. It's not like you teach someone and he will grab your market, right? We're all in this infinite market. Everyone can get some deals. So why not share this with someone else?
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
I got Ray John here with me. Ray, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm terrific. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate you taking the time to connect up here. You're a successful investor, but specifically in land. I'm curious about this. You know, we all started someplace. How in the world did you get into investing in land?
I actually tried everything when I was in Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii for about 9 years. Right now, I'm in Florida. I just moved from there last year. So during the time I was in Hawaii, I tried it all. I tried wholesaling houses. It didn't work. I tried to virtual wholesaling. It's even harder, right? And then I said, this thing is not going to work. What am I going to do? And then I tried apartment investing. So that thing didn't work out very well either. So, you know, I was almost 7 years into all of this trying and not working, and I paid a lot of coaching programs, and I think I paid at least 160 something thousand for all those coachings. So I said, I'm going to try one more, which is land. And it worked out great for me because land is nothing on top of it. So I can do it virtually anywhere.
Yeah. Fair to say, but I just want to define what you're saying. When you're saying it didn't work, I think it's probably, I'm reading between the lines here. You made some money, had some successes, but it wasn't like, this is it. It was just okay.
Yeah. And that's fair to say. Maybe I got a deal every couple of months and a couple, you know, 3,000, 4,000 profit. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. So talk to me, what's the difference between land? What made, and of everything you described there, what made land work?
I guess I can just do it virtually from anywhere, and I can do a lot of markets at the same time. For houses, it's very hard to do that because the sellers may want to see the buyers. But for land, nothing on top of it. We can look Google Map and we can send someone there to take some pictures. But basically, it's a flat dirt, right?
So we just, in a house, oftentimes the seller's going, all right, well, come over, look at my house. You certainly, nobody's going to buy a house without seeing it, right? That's how often a seller thinks. But in land, they're already thinking, I'm presuming this, you can just go walk it if you want to. I don't need to be there with you. We don't need to do anything. I don't have to show you anything. And absolutely. So that thought is just almost non-existent.
Yes, of course. And another thing is people do not have emotions attached to land. But every homeowner, they have good memories in there, maybe some bad memories. But sometimes people have negative emotions attached to their land. Imagine you bought a land in Florida and you live in New York, right? And the grass started to grow and city gave you a fine. You have to pay that. There's a property tax and they're just tired of it.
It seems like what I hear you saying is a number of negative memories could outweigh the positive memories. Positive memories in a land, if you're going to use it for rec purposes or something the like. Absolutely. But otherwise, yeah, it becomes an afterthought in many cases.
Yes, of course.
All right. So similar process, I would assume, with land as it relates to houses. You got to pull a list, you got to market to the list, and then you got to get them on the phone, you got to tie it up.
Yes. And a little twist is with land, I can just send offers, letters. I mean, letter with offer price on it.
A letter with an offer price. Why? Because you've, you know, not to say you've seen it, but because you've seen it, right? You've done your research on it where you could not do that to any real degree with a house.
Correct. And with houses, maybe that method works about 20 years ago, 10 years ago, just shoot a blind offer. But right now you have to send a postcard and then maybe to get them to call you back.
I'm curious as to how, and if it's part of your secret sauce, you don't have to answer it, but I'm curious as to how one establishes a price on the ground at scale. I'm aware of how you can do it one off, but at scale, from a marketing perspective.
I have a interview with another real estate coach, Joe McCall. And Joe's great. In the interview, I laid out exactly how I make offers on the land. Basically, we find the average sold price for the entire subdivision. And then we offer about 40 to 55% of that sold price to the entire area. we go subdivision by subdivision until we do the whole county, basically.
Wow. And how are you pulling that in without doing too much manual labor, or is it all manual labor to pull those comps in? Yeah.
Yeah. So in non-disclosure states like Florida or other states, you can do that with a click in ListSource. There's a list company called ListSource. And with non-disclosure states, you have to use Redfin. And the Redfin has the subdivision, has the sole price, but has all the data you need. Yeah. Okay. With this, with disclosure states, you can do the ListSource.
Got it. Yeah. Makes it pretty easy to bring it in at scale, then download that and then run them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then, so you tie something up, it's time to go resell this. Do you trade property? Meaning, are you just on a cash basis going out the door like you would a wholesale deal? Or do you try to create some finance, some notes as you go?
You know, I'm not a fan for terms. Yeah. I would like to buy and sell it on the market. So normally when I buy it, I just buy it with my own money or my investor's money. Yeah. And then I'll close that. I'll put it back to the MLS or the marketing multi-level listing service.
Almost all of them, or all of them you do close on though?
Almost.
Oh, yeah, okay. Almost all right. All of them. Yeah. That's unique. I've talked to a number of land investors. A lot of guys will wholesale those things off, right? They just do the virtual wholesale as it relates to land, but they're not taking down an MLS. No, that's cool. Average time frame on the MLS to put something under contracts, how long?
Right now, it's a little bit longer. I'm seeing about a month or two, even 2 months. But 6 months ago, that was the peak, right? And it was very fast. Put up anything on the market sold within like 3 days. So I was very happy by then. But yeah.
Almost all of your sales come without financing contingencies. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
All cash. All cash. Yeah. Okay, cool. Dude, what do you like best about doing land?
Because of the fact that people don't really know how much their land is worth. A lot of investors don't even know how much the land is worth. They throw away the land lead, right? Yeah. But there are a lot of people buying it with market price. And so there's a huge profit gap in between. For example, my first deal, I bought it for $6,000. And I sold it 3 days later for $55,000. So that's a $49,000 gap. But as far as the return, how many percentage of that, right? So, you know,
incredible.
Apply that percentage to houses, right? Good luck, right? But it's not going to work on houses. But land is right now is the place that you can put a minimum investment and you might be able to get a huge return. Yeah.
And then take me back. You close on these. Are you using private money when you close?
Yes. When I first tried this method right now, I pulled $10,000 of my own money. I was like, I'm going to try this money and try it out for $10,000. Yeah, that's my own money.
And then have gone to private money primarily?
I use my own money majority of the time.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But I do have some investors for some of my students. They don't have money and they need those. We can help with that. So.
Yep, got it. What's your team look like? What's your structure look like in the office?
I have a lot of employees. I have about one of them.
About one?
And yes, I have one. And he's completely virtual somewhere in the Indian side. And I pay him a lot of money, about $2 an hour. That sounds cheap.
About $2 an hour?
Yeah.
Well, hey, where I come from, sometimes cheap is expensive. So how long has he been with you? You feel like you've got somebody that's dialed in on your business?
We've been working together for about 2 years, right?
All right.
He's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
How many hours a week does he work?
I think maybe right now less than 10 hours.
Less than 10 hours. And how many hours a week do you work?
I work about on this land business alone about 2 to 3 hours a day.
2 to 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And how many deals or maybe gross revenue in the last year, just to give everybody a sense?
This year, 2022, the net profit is close to $1 million.
Close to $1 million, 2022. Yeah. We're recording this just after, the day after Thanksgiving in 2022. Okay.
Right.
Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free. RealGritVault.com. Never been on the show who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. Incredible.
Yeah. Right now, we still have time for land, but maybe 10 years later, everyone will know the land value, you know, and how profitable it can be. So
it's the ability to value land is largely inefficient, right? Zillow and a whole bunch of everybody else, you know, through Zestimates and all these other automated value systems have done a really good job at trying to create efficiencies inside the house pricing market, but it's not there in land.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes Zillow Zestimate, right, has a value of a couple thousand, but that land may be worth more than that, 20,000.
Well, you're buying in subdivisions. Is subdivisions only, or are you buying stuff in the county?
Yeah, buy everything based on county, and then we go into subdivisions, see what's the average price.
And the average, so say you buy a lot wherever, the house next door is how old? I'm curious as to how old these subdivisions are.
I don't know how old the house are, but I have a 10% rule, meaning whatever the house is worth, the land nearby worth about 10% of the house value. So that's how much the builder is willing to pay.
He's willing to pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in the house value is established by what? How are you establishing that?
I never really value the land by the 10% rule because that's a general rule, right? Not accurate. But I base on the land value on the sold land, similar size nearby in the same subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll offer 40% of that sold price.
Yep.
So we're pretty safe there. I don't really care about the housing nearby, but there's house nearby, that land will worth a little bit more.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. No, that's, I'll tell you what, it sounds like to me like you've got this thing dialed in. How were you able to dial in the processes to be able to build this methodology out for the ability to value these things, value property, and do this with any sort of serious scale?
So actually, what you just talk about, some other land, you wholesale the land, right? That's exactly what I did at the beginning. I bought land for like $1,000 and sell them for wholesale for 2,500. And I sold about 150 of them in my first year of doing land. But that profit is good, about 200,000, but not very satisfying. So I was always looking for the next level. And then I met a common friend. Maybe you know him. His name is Tom Curl. And he's a long-time friend for me. Yeah. And he introduced me some other guy. And this guy, he is still an active military. And he, in 10 months, he did 1.4 million net profit in 10 months on owning land. So I was like, how do you do that? And I just call him every day, even he's busy, right? So I got all his information and all the knowledge, and I tried that out, and it changed the game forever. So basically, he goes to infill lots, 30 minutes, 1 hour away from the major cities.
Yep.
And then he do that, the land value jump like from 1,000, where I used to be, to maybe 20,000 or even more, 100,000, right? That's how I got started there.
Incredible. That person, did you end up hiring a coach? Is that how you got into it then, into land?
Yeah.
Investing in some training?
First paid a guy 70,000 for the coaching in my first coach. And I paid, I think on land side, I paid at least 100,000 for all the things I know in land. And I summarize everything I know. And right now I come with this system.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it.
You have, since you've been so successful in what you're doing in the land side, you've actually started a coaching business for land, right?
Right, right.
Tell me a little about that.
I never thought about coaching because the land got me pretty busy and I have other things to do. And but I've been watching like what Tom has been doing and all his peers is doing. I was like, why don't I teach? You know, and then I made a decision to teach. And I just share with my Facebook everything and a lot of people contact. I start to go to podcasts like yours, like Joe McCall's, and people start to contact. You know, because there are infinite deals in the market. It's not like you teach someone and he will grab your market, right? We're all in this infinite market. Everyone can get some deals. So why share this with someone else, right? When I first heard about Tom Curl about 10 years ago, I was even homeless and I didn't have a place to live. But throughout the journey, land works out good for me. Maybe someone is still on the journey and I want to share that with those guys.
you know, a lot of people, I mean, you're from homeless a decade ago to get into real estate 9 years ago to stumbling your way, that's how I'll categorize it, you know, through one thing to another, having some success, but not massive success until you get into the point of land. Lots of people were giving up years ago. What in the world still had you keep going?
I used to be a car dealer, right? And I know there are a lot of coaches that just post their shiny stuff, like shiny cars, everything to prove that they earn a lot of money. But I also believe that real estate can get you to a level that cars cannot get you to, right? So I always was interested in real estate because everyone needs a car, but also everyone needs a real estate. So, you know, I just want to try everything and see what, and I basically throw all the profit I earn from the cars to real estate coaching programs. Of course, the first couple of years didn't work out, but I was, you know, you can say I was lucky to stumble into land, right? And it really worked out for me. So either way.
Yeah. What drives you? What keeps you going?
I just love land. I don't know, because everyone wants to own something, right? But land is really appealing to me. And the thing really appeared to me to be so fantastic about land is you can do it anywhere. I mean, me and my wife went to Bahamas for 2 weeks. I got two deals there. And it's not even in the country, right?
Yep.
So you can do it anywhere you want. So I guess I desire freedom. I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. And I also want to do my thing from anywhere. And lands fits it perfectly. If you are a house flipper and try that, right? You try it in Florida when you are in New York. It's not going to work, right? But land, you can.
Yeah, that's really incredible. What... top up to this. Number one technical tool that you cannot live without for your business is what?
Technical tool. I think ListSource could be the one.
Yeah.
It's very useful and the data is very good. And I use that for market selection. I use that for how to make offers. And sometimes I even use it for comparables. So that's a wonderful tool. And it's not that expensive either. So
no, it sure isn't. No, it's we've used it certainly in our business over the years. That's wonderful. Thinking back to your childhood, what would you credit your success today towards? Is there anything in your childhood that really stuck out that gave you your inner drive, your stick-to-itiveness, your pig-headedness, if you will?
I guess it's just a hardship in the childhood. I remember I had to wear shoes for a year or at least a year. And until that shoes really has some holes, serious holes, right? And that's the same way I've been raised. And I was like, I really want to be, you know, making more money so that I can afford some shoes, right?
Yeah.
So that's could be probably my drive. You know, no matter where we are right now, that could be the benefit for you in the long run. Even yeah. Right now, you feel like, oh, I'm stuck here. It's hard, you know, but it will be beneficial.
It drives you. Yeah. Let's do this. I want to move on to the final segment I call four for impact.
Four for impact.
Your favorite quote, believe and receive. It was said in the Bible. What about that resonates most with you?
What I learned from that sentence is so powerful because what I believe is, you know, sometimes we have different kinds of people. I have people that are totally not thankful, right? They complain all the time. And those people, if you look in their life, it's a mess. Right? They complain all the time. And there are people who are very good people. They're nice. Their life is good. And they are the very thankful people. Yep. They're thankful for everything they have and everything they already own. And there's another level of mindset. I think it's called thankful in advance kind of people.
Mm.
Meaning you want something. Let's say I want a house and I know exactly that house looks like. I know where exactly that house is, but I haven't bought the house yet, but I'm thankful I've already bought that house in my mind. So that kind of people is really believe. And then one day you achieve. So that's how that process really helped me.
Yeah, that's incredible. What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
I think one word, distraction. So when we get into real estate because there are so many niches, right? There's a house flipping, there's apartment investing. Even in land, we have you buy and sell on terms. You can buy a huge parcel and subdivide them. Yep. You can do what I do, land flip, but you buy an infill lot and flip it. So sometimes we got so distracted and that distraction always looks faster to achieve always look like it's easier to do than what you're doing. But the fact is not true. I mean, whatever you do is hard. You have to go through the hurdles and eventually get success. But this detraction always looks shinier.
Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
Firearms.
Firearms? I didn't see that one coming. What's the most recent purchase?
I bought a MK18. That's what I think Navy SEALs is using. And I think that's another level of freedom, right? In China, I'm from China. In China, you're not even allowed to have a BB gun. That's not allowed.
Do you hunt or is it for target only?
I do a target and I do, right now I'm learning self-defense course. And I'm starting to consider into hunting because I have some friends doing hunting. It looks really fun.
Your rifles, at what target range do you shoot?
My rifle is really powerful. I have another one. You can shoot, I think, at least half a mile with that thing. That's a 300 Win Mag. I think that would be a very good hunting rifle. Yeah,
that would be something to see. You'll have to take a video of that because I want to see it. Yes.
Definitely.
What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
You know, my favorite is about mindset. I read a lot of books about that because I grew up that way. And I always thought my life is already predetermined. I can only do this in my life. And if I was poor, I would be poor in the entire life. I never thought I can change my life on my own. And until I came to America, I read some books, and there are books like Think and Grow Rich, The Science of Getting Rich, those a lot of books that teach about how you can change your life. And that's what I really love about books.
How did you get to America? What brought you here?
I came here by a boat. No, just kidding. That's how I came here as a student. And my wife, who is American, so got married and that's lucky, I guess.
What people don't know is you got a heck of a sense of humor, man.
Right.
All right. You came here as a student, you got married, and that's how you, they say you ended up staying here.
Yeah.
You came here at what age?
About 25.
25. You came as a college student, a grad student. What were you studying?
College students. Yeah. And I didn't graduate because school kicked me out and they don't want me to do any business, but I did a lot there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have family, siblings here, there? What's your family look like?
I don't have any siblings. In China, I have a one-child rule. And
that's right, yes.
Yeah. My mom passed away about 2 years ago. And,
sorry about that.
Yeah, it was hard. My dad still lives in China right now.
Where would you be if you were in China today, if you had never come to this country?
I'm still in the capital, Beijing. I was still maybe will be kept in a box right now because of quarantine for the virus thing. And maybe I'll be at home right now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It looked different, no doubt.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah. I really appreciate you taking the time to connect here, Ray, and share your story. Super interesting. And your level of dedication to the industry, when, as you've described it, no success for like 9 years until you stumbled your way into land and then tremendous success and incredible year and incredible path forward. Now for people that want to find you, they want to follow you, they want to connect with you, where can they go? What should they do?
I have an Instagram account. You can follow me there. The name is Virtual Flip Land. So one word, V-I-R-T-U-A-L, Flip Land.
Virtual Flip Land. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll make sure we get the link placed below in the show notes. Is that the only place or the absolute best place for them to find you?
Yes, I'm building a website. I will come.
Perfect. When we get the website done, you follow up with me. I'll make sure we drop that in the show notes as well.
For sure. Thank you very much. Now,
Ray, I appreciate you having on. It's really a fun conversation. So thanks for taking the time today.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now,
you bet. For everybody here, Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. I'll see you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off-market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving that passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years, becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register, it's totally free, 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.